Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. Ode to RC Cola. Oh, powdered milk. Oh, off-brand mac and cheese. Oh, international corporations who laid that off. One, two, three. Oh, cockroaches, facing heaven, stuck in your paper motels, waving all your legs at God, asking the tough questions. Lest I forget to be thankful for the neighborhood kids laughing at my cut-off shorts, chanting names I could not afford, Benetton, Quicksilver, Jordache, Stussy, indulge me as I sing now. When someone stole the new BMX bike Granddaddy gave me for my birthday, Dad spray-painted a second-hand black bike red. When I was hungry, I mastered the quiet skill of sleeking breakfast bars into the waistband of my underwear while no one was looking. I only got caught once. The police came, and my parents, and I was punished, and from then on, was a better thief. Oh, Royal Crown Cola, cheaper than even Pepsi, effervescent in a small plastic cup amongst ice cubes on a hot day in rural Maryland, I didn't know back then that what sounded like an ocean, like sizzling, like the applause of tiny, tiny hands, was the escape of carbon into the air. Nor did I know it's the same gas my lungs expel. Nor did I ever witness my father weep or worry over his lost jobs, one, two, three, or how to feed his family, one, two, three, four, five, six. Nor have we ever talked about the years he sold shoes and pleaded with the IRS and prayed over past due notices and paid my medical bills out of pocket. Oh, the balancing act I never even noticed, keeping the lights on and the cars running. And I haven't forgotten how my stepmother made an ice cream cake for my 8th birthday, and how we mixed sweet drinks from little packets of powder, and we crammed all 6 of us into a Plymouth Duster, and Dad wired Mom's boombox to the bookshelf speakers of his hi-fi and positioned them under the back windshield, and we drove 8 hours to visit Mama and Papa, and I woke up in the middle of the night with jazz playing and my sister sleeping, Elizabeth's head in my lap, and the stars seemed wet and hot as we drove under them, but never moving. They never moved. We struggled for everything we had. And yet, when I looked up at the galaxy I live in that night, I was certain, completely certain, that God existed. I was dead certain God loved me. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.